Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Catherine Alice, a relationship coach for Valentine's Day and beyond.
And on Saturday, Kelly Sullivan Walden returns for part two of Dream Interpretation, this time including celebrity dreams.
Then Neil McNeil talks about nautical ghosts and watery graves in the waters around Puget Sound and elsewhere.
Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's snowy edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW websites and the links that you need to bring up the stream. And if you wouldn't mind, just call your family, call your friends. Let them know that Animal World talks about and facilitates transformation and connection on all levels for all beings. And that would be what we're doing today with relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, Jeanna Rosewood, co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. And you can interrupt our conversation anytime. All you have to do is pick up your phone. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. So, Jeanna, did we establish you came out from Wisconsin to finish your master's and intuition has always been something, a part of what you do, and you got your master's in communication and all of that. How you decided to concentrate on relationships and...
Well, I think I did so many different things, and one of the things that I ended up doing was because I was so excited about the process that I went through to attract my current husband of 20 mm-hmm. years, that early on I started writing, teaching classes, actually. And then one day I met with someone in Seattle. It was actually my niece. Mm-hmm. And we were having coffee, and she said, you know, there's enough information here for this class for a book. And she's an English major, so I was like, okay, so that was the birth of this book. And I started teaching classes. We called them 100% Available Relationships, and my husband and I taught the classes. One of the places was Stargazers in Bellevue. Mm-hmm. And then I just started writing a book, and then the book was like a little handout booklet with plastic.
How long ago was this, sort of?
2003, actually. Okay. So it's been about 10, 11 years. And then it ended up being a book. And then my husband wrote three of the chapters in the book. And so that's part of
it. So now you still teach and so forth, and you have the book, but you also work with people privately.
That's right.
And do you meet with them in person? Do you work over the phone or...
Actually, I work over the phone because I work international as well as just local. And so I can do distant healing. I can do the reading of their body. I can work with them. We can organize the things that they need to put together. And, of course, there's email. And it's such a small world now with the internet.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage everyone. I mean, you'll have an opportunity to go see Jeanna and work with her at East West Bookshop next weekend for Valentine's Day, but you can also work with her on a private basis. So let's get an idea of how that works, shall we? And take our first phone call.
Okay.
We will welcome Gwen in Kirkland. Good morning, Gwen. Welcome to Animal World. You're
Good
live
morning.
With Jeanna Rosewood.
Oh, wonderful.
Good
well,
morning,
thank you for
Gwen.
Taking my call. Good morning.
It's our pleasure. What can Jeanna help you with?
I have been manifesting a relationship with a wonderful new man for a little over a year now, and we're really looking forward to meeting him. I'm in the 3D world because we're able to communicate during meditation. And I just love to know if there's anything more.
Now your voice is getting a little weird on us. Is that a cell phone mic? What do you think's going on?
Yes.
Are
you walking around,
just
Gwen?
Stand still.
Nope. I'm sitting in one place. Let me try and speak more clearly for you.
It's not that. It's just breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm missing some of what you're saying.
Okay. So I have been manifesting a relationship with a wonderful new man for over a year, and I'm looking forward to meeting in person, and we're able to communicate during meditation at this point, and I wonder if you can tell me anything further about my new wonderful guy.
So you're asking me to tell you about your new wonderful guy.
But, well, I'm a little confused. You don't know this man. Is that right?
We've met very briefly in the elevator one time, and I just my intuition tells me that's the person that we've been working toward meeting each other. It's a soul contract.
So this is very interesting. It's a soul contract. Have you approached this person? Is he accessible to be able to talk to?
We have met briefly in the elevator the one time, you know, very minimal conversation.
This brings up, because you're breaking up a little bit, this brings up a very interesting variation of this, Jeanna, because most of the time you're working with someone that wants a relationship.
Right.
And so they're gathering their criteria of what they want, and then when they get ready, they attract that person. It sounds like in this case, Gwen already knows who the guy is, and they've touched bases in an elevator at work, and somehow she feels they're communicating via meditation. And it's a soul contract, and she wants to attract him into the relationship. So that's a little weird, isn't it?
Okay, so I'll just, because I'm checking in energetically, and I get a yes, it's a go.
Hmm.
It's kind of strange, though. I mean, I'm not saying the relationship's strange. This is a very different situation, as
yeah.
you say, Martha.
Uh-huh.
I guess the question that that I'm being given to ask you is, what's keeping you from moving forward? Because this sounds like a really slow process. And when do you want to have this relationship?
I would like to have it within the next couple months. It would be absolutely wonderful.
Okay. So what's keeping you from pursuing it?
I don't feel anything's keeping me from pursuing it. I feel like guides and angels are just bringing us together, and it just takes time. It just feels like it's a divine partner relationship that has to come together energetically.
That's great. Now, I'm going to bring up what Kriyananda talked about a little bit, or actually Master talks about, is we can depend upon spiritual support, but at the same time, what's the percentage? 50% of it is ours. And so you need to take more action. I know you're connected. It feels good. It feels right. I'm getting a yes. And at the same time, you know, and in these days, we can take the first step. You need to ask this man out for a coffee date or something.
Well, I would need to physically see him again to do that. So at this point, I'm visualizing and just...
Where is he?
Yeah. Well, you said you saw him in the...
He works in my building somewhere.
So do you know where he works in the building?
In the building. I've seen him in the elevator.
That's it. So you don't know where he works. So you couldn't contact him if you wanted to at this point? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Huh. And do you know if he's available?
Yes, I believe he is.
You believe he is, but you don't know.
Well, one never knows for certain. I did not see a ring. Not everyone wears a ring.
Oh, okay.
He felt single and available.
Okay, now this feels really strange to me.
So,
and what the question that I have now, and I'm going to say that I do honor the fact that Jana tuned in and she was getting a go on this, but I'm wondering when does it become overriding someone else's will?
Yeah.
When you're working so hard to attract someone, it just feels sticky to me.
Yeah.
So is that?
She needs to do what she needs to. I think, Gwen, you need to take some action on your side. I hear it's very beautiful. It's very spiritual. You're communicating in meditation. Master's saying that you're not communicating in meditation. You are, but he's not.
Oh.
He's not getting it.
Oh.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what you're hearing from Master. But that would be Yogananda, Gwen.
Yes, she's getting it, but is he? Yes, no. He's not communicating with you in meditation.
Well, so does Master say, should she wander around the building and look for where he works? Or
No, more clearly than that. She wants to take the direct path. If you're interested in this person, find out how to communicate with him or ask to be given a way to communicate with him and communicate with him directly.
Okay.
Rather than waiting for him to show up and ask her out or something.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not getting, is he 100% available? Yes, no. He's not 100% available.
Oh, you're getting a no on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to get clear whether you might be spending time with, why are you spending time with something that's, spending this much time with a possibility that you don't even know really on the physical realm. We can say on the spiritual realm, but on the physical realm, if this person's available.
Because I believe in myself and I believe in my intuition, and I've never had a stronger intuition.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Well, let me ask another question. Is it possible? Now, Gwen says she really feels, and I would say when I said something like that, I know with every cell in my being that this is it or something along those lines. But is it possible that by focusing on this relationship that with someone that she doesn't really know and doesn't know how to contact, she can't really go take a first step and go see him at this point, but putting all the energy there, could she miss someone else?
That's true.
I'm wondering if it might be more productive to not focus on the specific individual that you don't know, but maybe through the process you lay out in the book and writing what you want in a relationship.
And I've done that.
Oh, you have done all of that.
So So you've looked at my book?
I'm sorry, I have not looked at your book, but I've followed that process through Ariel Ford and the soulmate process.
Are you familiar with that, Jeanna?
No, I'm not. Okay. So the question is why are you only focusing on one person?
Because I know he's the man that I'm intended to meet.
Okay. And I've been in workshops where I've had people who were really certain because they've had all these wonderful experiences, but it wasn't working.
Mm.
And so I'm not saying that you're not to trust your intuition. I'm not saying any of those things. However, I think Martha makes a really good point to, you know, I believe that there's more than one person. It's not just one that we need to glom onto.
That of course.
There's the other possibilities.
There's many wonderful possibilities in life, I understand. Yes.
All right. Now, let's say, for example, that, I'd like to know more, because you say, oh, I've done the work. Okay. Well,
yes.
Are you okay with being our guinea pig and, you know, like, well, as Robin would say, our surrogate healer here on the air, can we work with you a little bit on this?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, thank you. So let's say Gwen says she's done the work. She mentioned a name, but Jeanna, you're not familiar with that. So let's talk a little bit. So we've got Gwen here so she can give us feedback and so forth. And we can talk, you know, specifically about Gwen's situation, but also in general to help others. Let's start. What is involved in the process you would have her do?
Well, actually, one of the things that I do is to look at the auric field and see where there's that could be more clear.
Mm.
And
you looked like you just tuned out a little bit there. So were you tuning into Gwen's auric field?
I was. And there's do I want to go this deep? Yes, yes. Okay. I was just checking in to see it. There's some things going on the front of her throat chakra, which has to do with the right to speak and hear the truth.
Mm.
And so she's got some cording going on there that isn't serving her. And then also on the back of her heart chakra, which is about putting yourself out there in the world with your will, because the back of the back chakras are about will and using your will energy to put yourself out there. The right to give and receive love.
Okay, so now that brings me to another question. So, because you tuned in to Jeanna. So when you work with someone one-on-one, like
right.
you're working with Gwen right now, you can actually look into their field and you can see where maybe there's a cord attached to other things or in parts of the, and then you can help release that stuff to make them more free and available for what they want?
Yes, I can, and they can retie them as well. So the second look here is that she's got some things going on from previous relationships in the front of her reproductive chakra, which, you know, it would be, let's see, do I go deeper? Yes, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. It's feelings about others. About love, ability to give and receive love about others. And I was looking at a different dimension in that chakra. So I'm just going, it's kind of like surgery here, looking at the auric field and different pieces of it. So.
Now, is this stuff resonating with you, Gwen, or are you aware of any
yes,
of this?
I'm aware of the choked throat chakra. I've worked a lot on that, so I'm not surprised, and I certainly validate that that's been an issue.
Okay.
And regarding the heart, I entered this lifetime with a very broken heart, and that's been a big part of the process, has been to be able to really be ready to fully receive love and be in a very happy relationship again. But
yeah.
Yes, I validate that.
That's really challenging to have the ability to be able to have that ability to keep the heart open and be vulnerable for a one-on-one relationship. And I think that's one of the things that the process, I don't know what kind of processes you've gone through, but to actually sit down and it sounds like you've done a lot. So it's like, oh, this is the, you know, the preaching to the choir here. I've already done that. I know. But there's never...
Yeah, but how many times have you heard that and they really haven't done the work? Because I'll tell you, when I'm working with people and their animals, I hear that all the time and they aren't even close.
Yeah, but Gwen may have done a lot of work. But the thing of what I wanted to say is there's never an end to how deep we can go because it keeps coming back around. But it seems like we're able to let it go more quickly as we do the work more deeply. I mean, for myself, I mean, because I'm doing this work, I'm walking my talk, and I know that when stuff comes up for me, it's like, oh, here it is again. I thought I worked with this before. And it's just, you know, we have to have compassion with ourselves. I talk in the book about, you know, this whole concept out there about positive thinking. Mm-hmm. It's so important. But if we're going to use positive thinking to disapprove of ourselves, we're not helping ourselves for one moment. So we have to remember that, yeah, sure, be positive, but can we allow ourselves to step back and watch the garbage that's coming up in our life and give thanks and let go and watch it without being attached to it? So
that piece of self-forgiveness, because I think we're like the layers of the onion in many ways. We solve or heal one thing and release it, and then it comes back up again at a deeper level.
Yes.
So I've done lots of hypnotherapy. Has been a wonderful thing for me. I've done Life Between Lives, Soul's Journey. I've done quantum healing. So I have been very actively working in those arenas for about 3 years, as well as doing lots of good relationship work. I've worked with Crystal Hughes, who's in Edmonds, and done her soulmate healing series. So lots of good things. I agree there's always more to do, but I feel in a really wonderful place.
Okay, well, let's just...
You feel in a wonderful place, and what you've told me is that you're ready for a relationship in the next month or two, but where is it?
I feel them energetically coming closer and closer.
It's very interesting.
It's a neat thing.
Now, Jana, you talk about making a list of what you want in a relationship. Can you describe that a little bit so we can find out if Gwen's, because she says she's done the work, but I'm wondering
ask her if she's, what you've done in terms of what you intend to have in a relationship. Have you made a list of what you intend?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I'm clear on what my list of what's critical and what's nice to have. And then also you have to have an open mind too. So there's, you know, there's that balance to it.
What about if you were to tell me an affirmation of what you say when you I have this perfect person in my life? What's the affirmation? Do you understand what
perhaps,
I'm asking?
I sort of. So perhaps you can help me frame this better. I'm looking forward to meeting a man who's open to an exclusive, committed, loving relationship, someone who's capable of giving love and receiving love and just really being a best friend.
Well, you know, I'm going to stop you here because the first part of it is I am looking forward to. You're putting it out in the future.
Okay. Mm.
You need to say, I now am in this loving relationship and imagine that it's here. Your mind is framing it. It's in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Sounds
that's an
like
important. A, that's yeah. an important correction. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for being able to be willing to be on the fly about what is my affirmation. And that's the thing is sometimes we frame those affirmations in a negative way, or we're not clear. We're not always clear what we're doing. So if you're really solidly grounded in that, the thing that I would have you do though is to be able to go through the process of writing this and then see if there's any doubts that come up at all.
And what's the process of writing it look like?
It's like a meditation process. You're inside the affirmation. You're inside the words. You can use the computer because sometimes you can close your eyes and type, but really be inside it and just type it out. And if any doubts come back into your mind at all, I would put it out on words of what the thought is. And then I would work with that thought. And sounds like you have tons of tools. I have specific tools that I work with my clients when thoughts come up that that are the opposite. And then the other thing is you can do it the other way, is if it feels real and positive, then I work with a person to be able to expand that feeling on, you know, to make it even more real.
It sounds like a process perhaps of looking for any energetic blocks and then reframing those and then just visualizing being in those happy moments now versus I was putting it out in the future again.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Ladies,
Wait a minute, because Kathy has a question. Kathy wants to chime in here.
Okay. Well,
what's up, Kath?
Isn't she already living in the moment with the situation, being that she's told us up front in the beginning that she was meditating with him and being there with the whole idea of being having that?
She is in the moment, and she's feeding her mind, creating in the future when she says forward. Because the mind creates her pictures.
But, you know, she's not physically sitting down and meditating with this man. She doesn't know him.
No, I know that. I know that.
And Jana brought through intuitively that the man is not connecting in the meditation. Only Gwen is meditating on this.
Yeah.
But that isn't connecting.
Well, I was just thinking.
Now, before we end this conversation, and Gwen, I really appreciate you being willing to go through this process.
There's
a point I want to bring up to see how you feel about this, Jana. But I'm hearing, this is the guy. It's a soul contract. And I'm feeling like the imagination is hearts and flowers and all this sort of stuff. And I hear this a lot from people. I want to find my soulmate. I want to find my twin flame, you know, and there's lots of different, all of that. But what Master said very specifically was, hey, folks, you don't want to attract your soulmate, your twin, this sort of thing, because if you're thinking it's a good thing, it usually isn't, because then you're working out a whole bunch of crapola. Now, that's not Master's words, but isn't that kind of the gist of what he said?
Well,
and how does that apply here? And enlighten me, because maybe I'm wrong.
Well, the first thought that comes is have you ever read The Bridge Across Forever?
I have it on my bookshelf. I'm looking at it right now.
And the trials and the tribulations that Jonathan Bach went through. And isn't that the author? Is that correct? Am I saying it right?
Yes, Richard Bach.
Richard Bach. Thank you.
Richard Bach.
Yes, and the trials they went through. And
I understand.
It's true, Martha. I mean, it's like my relationship with my husband hasn't been hearts and flowers all the time, but we definitely know we're together. So here's a really important part. If the person that you meet and you connect with, if you connect with him, if he's willing to be in the personal growth and be committed in the long term, that's great. But if you have someone who, and I know you probably know this, Gwen, but and just saying for the listeners that you can get into a relationship and be determined that you're committed to be there. But if they're not, then you're not going to work out anything if they're not
on
the personal growth path.
I know
that if it weren't for my husband, I wouldn't be in this relationship still.
Well, and isn't it also possible that sometimes soul contracts change? Now, I can only speak from this with a personal point of view, but my understanding and work that I've done, I had a soul contract to bring in three children this lifetime. But I got on a path where I did not want to do that.
Yeah.
And so I didn't, but I've had to work out my stuff with those three kids.
But you have lots of children.
I have animal children.
Yeah.
Yes. But I didn't want human children in this lifetime. But apparently I had a different plan when I came in and contracts. And so I had to work with that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible, you know, you're seeing this as a soul contract. You said you got from this guy that he isn't totally available, that maybe he's not with the program anymore. Is that? Can you get a yes or a no on that?
So what's your question, Martha?
Well, so isn't that possible when you...
You want to ask a specific person?
Well, spiritually, I'm sort of asking for Gwen in this situation, but I'm sort of asking generally.
Okay.
That on an intuitive or a spiritual level, you see a soul contract thing,
mm-hmm.
But that and the third dimensional reality of things, it may not shake out
that's
that
right.
way. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And we can change in this realm what we intend. I mean, I can read today, Gwen, where it's at, but it can change as well.
Yeah.
Understand.
So we're reading in the moment of where it's at right now.
And your point, too, is well taken, Martha, that a soulmate is not always it for an easy, happy relationship. And I've just spent the last 3 years working through that because I met the person who had been my primary soulmate, and there was lots and lots of karma to address. So that was a wonderful thing to have cleared that through to move up to this new relationship. And I was also married for 18 years. I understand it's not all hearts and flowers.
Yeah.
But
Do you, Martha? Do we have a moment to just do some clearing for her?
Yeah, and then we're behind schedule. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors and kind of adjust the schedule. But sure, go ahead.
Can we take a moment? So, are you open to that, Gwen?
Yes.
So let's just call in if you're okay with the angels, and let's just call in the angels to Archangel Michael to come in and clear all the cords on Gwen's body that is ready to be released today. And we ask for her highest and perfect good to be able to pursue the relationship that's the highest and best for her heart, for the people around her, for the person that she's looking to come into her life, if in fact this is the right person, or the person who is out there that's ready for her loving relationship. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it is. Om.
All right. Okay. So I think, Gwen.
It's still clearing, Gwen. I just want you to know that it's still clearing. So when you leave the phone, just kind of take a few moments to really feel and experience the clearing that's taking place in your body.
Yes.
And then
Thank you very much.
Last thought, she switches up her affirmation, so she puts it in the present tense rather than the future.
Yeah, and make it more clear so it's not so fuzzy, so that it's something
Understand.
You can say off the tip of your tongue.
Okay.
Understand.
All
right.
All right,
well,
then keep us posted, Gwen.
Thank you very, very
and
much.
Thanks for, and thanks for being a surrogate here.
Oh, absolutely. And Martha, thank you for the fantastic phone consult you did for me with my cat. Midnight says hi.
Yes, hi to Midnight. And everything's still going well?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank
Keep
you
me
so
posted
much,
on that, too. All right. Thanks,
okay.
Gwen. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right. We're behind schedule. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then we'll come back more with Relationship Whisperer, Energetic Matchmaker, Jana Rosewood, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Gianna Rosewood help. For over a decade, Gianna has helped relationship seekers gain clarity and their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. Meet Gianna in person at East West Bookshop, where she will be giving a special talk on February 14th and presenting a workshop on the 15th. Contact Gianna today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at newprosupplements.com for more information. For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today.
Attention pet lovers, we all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being.
Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just about halfway through this week's edition. Jonna Rosewood is here, relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. And I have to tell you, there's also another first going on in here, just in case you hear something a little strange in my voice. Jonna brought food with her. And
it's gluten-free.
I know. See? Gluten-free, and it's crackers and sesame, and it's really good. And I'm not an early morning eater, so I don't eat before I come to the show.
Oh.
I don't eat until afterwards. And I'm the kind of person, I mean, this is, you know, here I go off on my sideline. Mike knows this.
Go
happens.
For it. Go, Martha.
I don't eat. I don't live to eat. I eat to live, and I forget to eat. And sometimes the whole day goes by and I haven't eaten. So, you know, but anyway, if you put food in front of me, that's how I want it.
Do you want me to take the crackers away, Martha?
No, because now I've had some. I'm just letting everybody know I'm doing my best to crackle and crunch when, you know, my mic isn't on and all of this. But, you know, if I sound a little weird and my mouth sounds stuffy and you hear a crack, well, it's because it is. But it's not my fault, Jonna. She brought food.
Those Mary's Gone crackers.
See, now, Mike, on the other hand, he brings food every week and he munches through the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never offered me anything, and nor should he, or all of that. So I'm completely removed with that. And Gary did the same thing for 8 years with Gary. Gary always had food because they're here all day. So they have to take advantage. Now, there's nothing around the equipment, so Mr. and Mrs. KKNW don't have heart attack. He's very careful about it. Everything is removed. And that's sometimes, I tell you, Elvis leaves the building. You know, sometimes, you know. Anyway, they munch through the show, but mm-hmm. it's their food. It's not mine. We don't share all of that kind of thing.
Would you like
not
a carrot?
No, don't do that. No, stop it. Sometimes he eats oranges, and I love oranges. I smell oranges, but it's his food. It's not mine, so I don't have any problem. But Jonna brought all this food, and of course, she brought gluten-free for me, and she, you know, put it out, and I'm just, anyway, so.
Well, let me just say, on the record, there are always radishes or carrots or celery for you. Gluten-free. You know, I'm just saying.
I should have kept my big mouth shut.
Well, you know, I'll change the subject for you, Martha.
I just didn't even say that. Okay.
I was getting guidance that we needed to also invite people in who are working with their animals and their relationship with their animals, and then we can you can still do your thing, and I can also, you know, just kind of like see if I get any hits as well. You know, when I tune in energetically. So, you know, relationships. And sometimes it's, you know, our relationships with our family members or our relationships with ourselves keep us from living fully and having that light shine inside of us, you know, because like I was saying with Kevin and Kim at the end of the hour when we talked a couple weeks ago, at the top of my website, I say, find your light, find your love. So, you know, that love is really inside of us. You know, we're talking today about finding that ideal partner, that mate that we're looking for in our lives. But it's really inside of us. And once we have that, then, you know, we can be good with or without a relationship. That's the perfect place to be in.
Yeah, and I think that may be where many of us start out. It's certainly where I started out, you know, as a you know, teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I was not okay at all with me. And
I wasn't either. And I think many of us are not.
And it was like I, you know, desperate for that relationship. And like, you know, that I would die without it.
Well, and it sometimes proves our popularity, you know, if we had that date to the prom or the date to homecoming and that was absent for me.
Well, I mean, I did those things, I grew up for many years thinking that I would die without my mother. I was so dependent on her.
Oh.
When I went into relationships, it was always for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And it was always that somehow it would make me better, or I would feel better, or I had to, or I couldn't survive without it. And often, you know, I forced things or pushed things that I think, you know, just weren't right.
Yeah.
And accepted things that weren't right. And there's something that Gwen said when we talked about, did you write your list and all of that? And I'm not convinced that she really knows what your list is all about.
Yeah, it's pretty extensive.
And I don't mean that as a bad thing against Gwen. I think that's with most people. If you haven't, you think you've been to all this relationship stuff, and especially all this soul, you know, she wants some soulmate thing and all that. So I'm sorry. As spiritual as I am, as intuitive as I am, and you know, I talk to animals, I talk to dead people and dead animals, I do all
right.
That woo-woo stuff, that, you know, all that stuff. Sometimes I cry bullpucky.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that stuff
yes.
is just baloney.
Yes.
I love your book because you have those qualities in there, and when you work, you can see those things. But your information is practical, logical, do this, 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 this. And don't expect to attract, you know, this if you're the opposite. You know, so work on yourself and get good with yourself and all that sort of thing. So I think it would be good to spend some time talking about, you know, what your process actually looks like.
Well, you know, one of the things you're talking about is the list here, and that's a major part of that. If you go to my website, rosewoodwisdom.com, you will find I have a gift there. It's a 6-week report, and it talks about the list.
Ah, okay.
And every time I talk about the list and I talk about working with my clients, my husband will say, it's an ongoing process, Jana. It's an ongoing process.
Okay. But what Gwen said that kind of flashed by is when you talked about the list and all, she said, oh yeah, I've done all of that and all that, what do I want and all of that. But I also realize one has to be open and all of that. Now, to me, what that meant was if the person that comes along doesn't fit my list, well, then I'll put up with that or something. You know, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And that's...
And I'm saying, no, because I learned, you're very clear in here that a lot of us accept a relationship or think we have to accept things in a relationship. And you say, no, that's all right. If you don't want to live with someone, you don't have to.
Right.
If you don't want to marry someone, you don't have to.
Right.
If you don't want to have kids, you don't have to.
Right.
You know, and there's all these things. You don't stay stuck in thinking you got to put up with stuff just to have the relationship.
Right.
Is that making sense?
It makes perfect sense. And that's what I was getting to is that's why I, you know, people, that's what I was saying is you said Gwen has a list, but Is she treating it like it's done? Does she read that list every day? Is she what she intends to attract? That means, does she read that list through and, am I that or am I looking for that other person to fill that part? And also the idea, that's why I was bringing up the concept of my husband always says, this list is a process because and I was sorry to hear that she was just waiting for this one man, because when we're out there every day, we can use the list to update it to get more, even more clear, because we think we're clear, but we're always getting clear. It's a continual process. Even now in my relationship and your relationship, even, you know, your relationship with your animals, your relationship with me, we're getting clearer every single day. And are we doing it consciously, or are we just kind of like, okay, the list is there, I'm done with that process? That isn't the way the list works.
Yeah, because what you want today might change by tomorrow.
Right.
Or a week or a month or a year, depending, right?
Yes. And if you have, that's why I talk about in the list process, if you go out on your dating experiences or, you know, coffee date or whatever, or even your everyday experiences, if you have, that's one of the pinnacles of our relationship together. My husband and I sit down at dinner at night and we talk about our experiences during the day and our personal growth. And we say, now, this is what happened during the day and this is what I learned and this is what I'll do to improve my relationship with my working associates or improve our relationship with each other. And so it's not a dead process. And I think people treat it like, well, you know, it's like our relationships need nurturing. They need caretaking, but we take less care of our relationships sometimes than we do of, say, our body, our teeth, or spending time picking out the best computer or the best dress for the prom or a special event or. You know, we need to put more energy into our relationships, and we're here together today, and our relationship with spirit is really important. So anyway, you're talking about the list, and I guess I'm talking, if you go into the book, there's like, do I list 20 things that are deal breakers?
And that's an interesting, and I want to get to that, but we do, because we went so long with Gwen's call, we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors one more time in this hour, and then I got to get into quick current events before the end of this hour. But we have another full hour after that. And by the way, folks, phone lines are open for the rest of the show. If you'd like a little coaching or have questions about attracting something into your life, could be the perfect committed relationship, could be something else. And if you want Jonna to look at you. And, oh, of course, we've got to talk about what's coming up at East West Bookshop next weekend, Valentine's weekend with you. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're doing Valentine's Day kind of a week ahead of time because Jeanna Rosewood, relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs, is in the house. We have open phone lines for the rest of the show. If you would like her coaching, you've got questions about attracting things, working on your own stuff. You've wanted to look at your energy and see where your blockages are and start the do a clearing for you. All of those things are on the table. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can check out more about Jeanna at her website, www.rosewoodwisdom.com, and we will tell you more about her upcoming dates at East West Bookshop and what's going to happen at those times. But right now, before we close out this hour, let's take care of current events. Okie dokie, if you'd like to entertain yourself by counting birds, it's that time of year again. The Great Backyard Bird Count is happening next weekend, February 14th through February 17th, and it's pretty easy to participate. There's a website that you need to go to create a GBBC, that's for Great Backyard Bird Count, a GBBC account, and then you'll count birds for at least 15 minutes on one or more days of the GBBC, and then you'll enter your results on the website and submit so they can compile all their stuff. So if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, if you click on current events, you will find a link to the Great Backyard Bird Count website where you can register to participate, or you can take yourself to gbbc.birdcount.org. Okay, this is new, and hey, talk about a hot deal. Seattle Animal Shelter is offering free, that's right, free spay and neuter surgeries February 24th, 25th, and 26th to celebrate World Spay Day 2014. Microchips and vaccines will also be free. Now, if you live in Seattle, you will need to purchase a current license if you don't have one for your dog, and it includes dogs, cats, and rabbits. The kind of the cool thing is there's no residency requirement to qualify and do this. You don't have to live in Seattle to take advantage of these free spay and neuters and free microchips and vaccines. But you do need to call for an appointment because space is limited. So if you are interested, and in the press release, it said nothing about income qualifying. So what a hot deal. So anyway, the number to call to make an appointment, 206-386-4260. 206-386-4260. And remember that if you can't write down what you're hearing, you can always go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events for all the details. Another new event would be at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett, Lynx and Snowshoe Hare presentation on February 20th at 7 p.m. University of Washington Science Professor Aaron Wershing will present his research in an entertaining fashion with remarkable photos. Fifth grade to adults are invited to attend. $5 if you're a member of the Streamkeeper Foundation, $7 if you're not. Reservations are required because space is limited, so you call 425-316-8592. Remember the Shakaroo Everett Animal Shelter's third annual concert benefit, Fun for Everyone, will be Saturday, February 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6. It's at the Everett Performing Arts Center. $20 tickets are available at the shelter, or you can call 425-257-6040. It's family-friendly music with reggae rock by Nigel Mustafa Group, a pooch parade, wine and wine, raffles, and sounds like a lot of fun. Still time to contribute to Pigs Peace Sanctuary to blanket a cold pig this winter. www.pigspeace.org. Save the date for to eat for cats. It's the second annual, I love this, spaghetti and no balls dinner. And dessert dash to benefit feral cat spay and neuter. Isn't that a great name?
Yeah.
Feral cat spay and neuter project. That's going to be on March 30th, 5 to 8 p.m. Finney Ridge Community Center. Questions at feralcatproject.org is the email address. Positive Futures benefit will be March 1st. Wine tasting, wine toss, sampling chocolates, appetizers, and a buffet dinner, silent and dessert auctions. $60 will get you in. 206-486-4PET. All right. What else do I need to mention here? Annual furball auction and dinner for Homeward Pet Adoption at the Maidenbauer Center is March 29th. www.homewardpet.org or 425-488-4444, extension 406. Okay. Two more new items. Valentine's discounts on dog and cat adoptions at Seattle Humane, February 14, 15, and 16. Half-price adoption fees on dogs and cats 3 years and older. Excuse me, I think I have a sesame seed in my throat.
Jana's fault.
Yeah, Jana's fault again. View available pets online at www.seattlehumane.org or come visit in person. And here's another World Spay Day event. Beat the heat in February at Seattle Humane. Cat spays just $20 in February. Plus, to celebrate World Spay Day, February 26th, $5 neuters for male cats, $15 spays for female cats belonging to qualified income households. Microchipping and FVRCP vaccines are $5 each. Call 425-649-7560. All right, so that's all I have time for on current events. Again, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events for more details. And next week, I will be going. Are we going to Temple together?
I'm going to East West Bookshop to teach. Wait a minute. That's Sunday.
That's Saturday. You're teaching Saturday. Friday night and Saturday. So
yeah.
You can go to Temple with me on Sunday, right?
I can.
All right. So Jana and I have a date. Woohoo. Does Ken know about us? Oh, okay.
He does.
Oh, I got another thing. International dinner. Can I hitch a ride, or are you guys having a date night?
Well, no, you can come with us.
Cool. All right. So we're going to have a threesome. All right. Never mind. Let's cut this out. We are going to turn this hour around. Stay right where you are. Oh, and phone lines are open. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. More relationships talk straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.